Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
What's one song that you still love to listen to, even though the artist of the song is somewhat problematic?
I'm not going to answer this question.
Come on. We all have one. We all have one.
Sounds like Austin just wants to defend listening to R. Kelly still to
us. No, but that is a good one. That was actually, I think would be the number one answer, but it's not my answer.
Melissa,
remember, I don't know if I have one.
This lives on the internet forever. So Austin's trying to cancel you.
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying for 4 years and nothing sticks. Everyone loves her too much.
No, they don't. Well, who is it for you? I don't know if I have one. I got to think about that.
So Remix to Ignition, I feel like, is the most popular answer by R. Kelly.
We didn't play it at our wedding.
You didn't play it at your wedding?
It was right after the news came out. Haley was pretty pissed that I wouldn't allow it. She goes, well, then we're not playing any Michael Jackson. I said, oh, no. I mean, I like
you
Michael,
didn't play
Jackson.
Any Michael Jackson.
No.
I love Michael Jackson. Music. You got to separate art from artist to answer this question.
Again, Melissa, what? He's trying to get us canceled.
I think he is too.
Because I think the reason he asked us to answer first and then we'd answer it, and then he would simply come out and say, oh, wow, guys.
I don't have any, so.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck.
Me neither.
I really don't know that I do.
Yeah. There's,
I just either like songs or I don't.
Another honorable mention, or unhonorable, dishonorable mention, I guess we should call them. Do you know the song Home? I'm coming home. Mm-hmm. I'm coming home. Yeah. Skylar Grey sings the hook for the song by Diddy.
Oh, God.
Do you know that song?
I thought that was B.O.B.
No. No, B.O.B.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming.
Tell the world.
Yeah, that's Home by Diddy. Great song. That one is Skylar Grey. Honestly, if I could just take the hook of Skylar Grey singing that over the beat, I would take it.
Hmm.
But then the song that I think of, and I used to be a massive fan of this artist, but since everything that's come out, I've really kind of distanced myself. And I've kind of honestly stopped listening to his music just because I just can't, it's hard for me to separate the art from the artist. But there's one song that came on my drive into work this morning, and I could not skip it because I love the song. The song is called Hey Mama, and the artist is Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye's usually the artist for me.
Kanye.
College Dropout is really good.
It's such a good album. Graduation is such a good album.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like.
Porter loves Conway.
Conway?
Conway
Twitty?
No, Kanye.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, we all do.
Conway West.
My lips weren't working.
Well, he doesn't love his music. Just some point of views that he has in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, is Porter a Kanye guy?
He's got it on his playlist, a lot of Kanye music.
Yeah. I mean, he's got some good...
He does have some good songs.
Songs that just... Gosh,
you know
he's
such
a monster off...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have that exact scenario that you're asking about for TV.
Ooh, go on.
Inventing Anna. She went on Dancing with the Stars and had to wear... an ankle bracelet.
You're talking about the actual girl, though.
The actual girl.
So you like her?
No, I wouldn't watch Dancing with the Stars because they got her on that show. Mm. And I thought, you should not be getting a criminal.
Yeah.
Who just basically stole money from
people.
She was
made famous from the Netflix show about it,
yeah,
right?
About stealing.
And she was a con artist.
She was a total con artist.
Yeah.
And then they put her on the show with an ankle bracelet. I said, I am not watching this show.
Did she ever
become... She should not be on here.
Did she ever become like an informant or anything for the FBI or anything like that? Because it's like...
I don't think so. Same thing with, I heard.
You know the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Mm-hmm.
Frank Abagnale.
A lot of the movie was a lie.
Well, the movie, yeah, fabricates a lot. But there is a lot of truth to that story because there were a lot of things that he did and he shared it all. And obviously he conned a lot of people, but then he goes on and becomes an informant for the FBI, which I almost feel like is like a good ending to that story because it's like, okay, he took what he knew to con people and used it for good.
Yeah, they do that with some guys that are sent to prison.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary on they'll go into prisons and people who were super successful, say, at breaking into people's homes, like real unique ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that.
Right.
How did you do it?
Yeah.
Or this is how you can tell that, you know, your house is about to be broken into because, you know, here's the signs. This is what I did. Things like that. And it's fascinating.
Another like canceled person that like, gosh, they did such incredible work before we found out about what a sleaze they were. Kevin Spacey.
Ooh, yeah, I liked him.
That House of Cards was one of my favorite shows.
Never
of
watched
all time.
It. I was going to, and then everything came out.
No.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it.
Yeah, but wait, weren't you? Didn't you recently come out as like anti-movie? You're like
I'm an anti-movie guy.
Yeah. And so, like, he's like, if a movie will be spoiled, he's like, well, that saves me time. Don't have to go and watch
that
movie.
Yeah, right.
I think you, like, look for the reasons to not see movies.
It's not even that. It's just I hate the conversation that always ensues. Did you see this movie? No, not yet. Well, you gotta see it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying. It's not like it's not like I'm sitting there and the movie's coming on and I go, nope, and walk out of the room.
Yeah, right.
I just have other things I want to do, and I'm tired of the conversation being the same thing all the time.
That's fair. Usual Suspects and Seven, also two Kevin Spacey.
Both movies ruined for me by the internet. So.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
Both?
Both. Yeah.
The internet ruins a lot of movies
and TV. Yeah. TV would always make references to them, so once you start watching, you're like, oh.
Oh, I think I'm not sure. I'm not positive, but I think. The Summer I Turned Pretty was spoiled for me.
I'm not going to react. Mel can close her ears.
I don't want to read it. I haven't even fully read it. I just saw
words. What do you think they said? You don't have to read it.
I just saw the words Team Conrad, and that's all I needed to stop reading the text.
That can mean a lot of things. Because you're still Team Jeremiah, right?
I'm very much still Team Jeremiah. And I've got 3 episodes left. So
I'll be watching it once it gets really cold.
What just happened?
The winter I started, the summer I turned pretty.
What just happened in the episode that you watched?
Ooh. We're down to the wedding day.
Okay.
And they're at the rehearsal. They had the rehearsal dinner.
Okay.
Conrad, like, I have arguments. I have some thoughts about this. We should do a full-on Summer I Turned Pretty breakdown podcast because I have strong thoughts that I am not just Team Jeremiah. I am anti-Team Conrad.
I think it's fair to be anti-both.
It's very easy to be anti-both.
Both are terrible characters.
Both are, yes, they're very... It's like a wealthy family, Mel, of like who lives up in New England. And every summer...
I don't like it already.
Every summer, if we ever do much information, she's going to pull Kyle. She'd be like, well, I guess I don't have to watch it now. every summer they vacation, like they summer at this like beach house, and it's 2 families that do it. Like one is like kind of like a not as wealthy family, but they're the moms are best friends, so they go up every summer. And as the girl gets older, And the show starts off like this. It's literally the summer she turned pretty. And the boys like start to look at her differently. And since they know each other from growing up every summer, their entire lives, there is history there and there is a connection there. And so it's not hard for them to like kind of fall in love. But the problem is like there's this love triangle because both brothers love her. And
oh boy.
You know, who does she pick type of thing. And so that's where the whole premise of the show is like, are you Team Conrad, Team Jeremiah? Because those are the brothers' names. And there's, you know, there's some discourse, but most people are Team Conrad. And I just cannot get on that train.
Really?
I can't. I don't know what it is. Well, actually, I do know what it is. I have strong reasons, but I'm not going to say any.
Somebody may support people who are
manipulative. Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Is Conrad canceled?
I'm not saying any. I'm just saying.
Or is Jeremiah canceled?
I'm not saying
anything. Can we separate art from artists with Jeremiah?
I'm not saying anything. I don't want to ruin it for Mel. I'm just saying.
I want to go back to something Kyle said.
What?
So you said that it drives you crazy when people come up to you and say, you got to see this movie. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it? No. You've got to see it. Mm-hmm. Why does that bother you? That doesn't bother me.
It doesn't?
It just makes me think, okay, this person really liked it.
Yeah.
And it gives me more of a reason that I really need to go see it.
It's every movie. And then it's like,
is it like the same person that's driving you crazy?
No, everybody does this. Everybody has this conversation when it comes to movies. Watch around the Oscars. Have you seen this movie? No. Gotta see it. It's from my favorite movie of the year. Have you seen this movie? It's another person. Oh, no. Man, you're going to love, you gotta see. The amount of movies that I gotta see, a lot of movies.
This is so funny to me.
I love this.
This is so funny because that totally does not bother me. Well, but it's funny.
But there's nothing more that it's adding to a conversation. That's
sure,
why.
I agree with that.
That's what it is. It's not so much that, like,
anything.
If somebody came up to me and was like, if you haven't already seen F1, great movie for you to see, because you guys did that to me. Great movie for you to see.
Have you seen F1?
No, because is it
you
out yet?
Gotta
oh, you
see
gotta
it.
See
no,
it.
No, because you guys both did that. First of all, this also stems from you guys doing that to me. Have you seen F1? It was a week after
Kyle,
it was out, and I was gone
so
for an entire week.
It's my
week,
favorite movie of the year
And
so
you guys
far.
Are, gotta see it. Every time, it's the same conversation. Because what am I going to add? Okay. Yeah. Fun back and forth we're having here. That's what it is every time. It's not like, hey, if you haven't seen it, it'd be good. Oh, thanks for the recommendation. Why do you think
that'd
be good?
What happens if they did a follow-up after that? You got to see it. I won't spoil it for you, but there's this and this.
But then you're spoiling the movie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
See? Because I've done that too. I'm guilty of that. Told that to Austin recently. You got to see this movie Friendship with Tim Robinson. I'm going to tell you this joke that I really liked in it. I'm ruining the movie for it. I'm ruining the experience for Austin.
I started watching it. I fell asleep on my sofa though.
It's a good movie.
I know, I gotta see it.
The opening scene?
I gotta see it.
I gotta see it.
The opening scene?
I knew it
that,
to myself.
Did you watch at least the opening scene when they're in the therapy?
Yeah.
That made me laugh uncomfortably.
I might have fallen asleep in the therapy scene.
The opening scene? So you watched 2 minutes of the movie?
I think I put it on and I was just like...
It's the least surprising thing I've ever
heard. I know.
But it adds nothing to it. That's basically the whole point of it. It's like, I get it. People want to recommend movies to me. But the amount of movies that come out nowadays...
There are too many movies.
...is not just on the movie theaters, which would make sense. Hey, one movie comes out every month that everyone's excited for. You got to see that movie. Fine, whatever. Now it is Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO Max...
Hulu,
movie theaters, stuff like that.
Yeah.
After a certain point,
Tubi.
R.I.P. Here's the thing.
Quibi.
Oh yeah.
I don't knock that bothers you at all. I think it's actually pretty funny, and I think there's a legit argument there. I just feel like that doesn't bother me because then what I usually do after that, even if I maybe plan on seeing it anyway, is I either try to make a mental note or I'll do what I did to Austin and I'll be like, write down all the movies I gotta see.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she hasn't seen any of them.
I have a couple.
No, she saw Nocturnal Animals. That was it. Which, by the way, Kyle, you gotta see.
See, this is my least favorite thing with you guys. I tell you one thing I hate and then you're like, we're gonna do this all day.
You know?
And it's like, oh, that's fun. I love this. I love sitting on a podcast.
So you legitimately despise it. Like, it's not like one of those things where it's like, I hate robocalls.
Well, he's
just
saying it doesn't add to the conversation.
It just doesn't add. And then it's like, oh, conversation's over.
Yeah.
We're all having fun here.
Well, then why bring up the movie in the first place? Because if you're not going to have a conversation.
I'm saying the other way around. The other person brings up the movie.
Well, hey, we're in a conversation, Mel. And hey, Mel, what did you do this weekend? Oh, you know, I went and saw me and Porter hung out, blah, blah, blah. You got to see this movie. Have you seen this? No, you gotta see it.
Well, the
conversation. It's over now.
Don't bring up seeing a movie then, because if
that's more on you then, because I'm not saying what movie
you're on. No, not
you.
I'm saying than me. It'd be better for people to not start conversations with the movie they saw, because either if the person didn't see it, then you've got no conversation because you can't follow.
But you know what?
You can't follow up.
I almost feel like, especially with the TV conversation, like if you match with someone, it's kind of like on like the dating apps. If you match with someone that is watching the same TV show as you, that is such a great conversation starter. Like it's better than how about this weather? It's very cliche and it's such a crutch in conversations. But if you can match on one TV show, you can get to talking and you find so much about the other person that you're talking with, about their likes, their dislikes, their interests.
But I think there has to be an entryway there of like...
There is.
Are you watching Succession? If I simply said, no, do you like it? And you could say, oh yeah. But if I simply say, no, I haven't seen it yet. And you go, well, you got to see it.
No, you can't go pointed in the opener. You have to open it up by, what TV shows are you watching? And they start rattling off some shows. What are we watching? We're watching this. We're watching Nobody Wants This on Netflix. Oh my gosh, I love that show. And then like, isn't it great? Oh my gosh, yeah. Like, and then you start talking about the show and then Dan makes
your
favorite parts.
That's like in a perfect
parts.
World.
It happens.
It's not that it doesn't happen.
Mar and I will do that with like couples that like we're meeting for the first time. And when you connect on a TV show, oh, baby, that is hitting the sweet spot of conversation gold.
What do you do if in the summer you meet a new couple and they're like me and they don't watch TV in the summer?
Then we realize, well, this person is not like us. And we get away. We do not hang out after that.
I don't want to see you again.
We do not hang out much after that. Yeah, if they're like, yeah, we don't watch much. Our kid watches a lot of Miss Rachel and that's about it. And it's like, you're like, okay, we're not going to vibe. And that's fine. That's fine. There's a lot of people in this world I don't vibe with.
Well, what happens if they watch stuff like me? I don't watch it in the summer. I wait until the fall, and then I watch stuff.
We'll become friends after that. I guess we'll put our friendship on hiatus.
Oh, my gosh.
But there's like...
Brutal.
You
can vibe with people
You can
over
vibe
other
with people
things.
On other things, but that is the easiest, quickest way to find out if you can vibe with someone, in my opinion.
Uh-uh. I mean, it's a fun vibe.
What would be a better way? Or like, and not say what would be a better way, because there are better ways out there. What is the way that you find the quickest way to vibe with someone?
I mean, I sometimes vibe with other girls over, places that we've shopped.
But like, okay, say I'm a girl. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Well, oh my gosh, Melissa. Hi, I'm Denise.
Yeah. Denise, I love your shoes. They're so cute.
Thank you.
Where'd you
Thank
get them?
You. I got them from Nordstrom.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I love them.
Yeah.
How long ago did you get them? Because would you care if I bought some?
Yeah.
Super cute.
I got them on sale. This was probably, oh, gosh, maybe like a year and a half ago, probably. I've had them for a while.
Oh, okay. They're probably not there. Well, bummer. Well, they're super cute.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
What?
So. Okay. Well, I'm going to go. See, right there. Did you vibe with Denise?
Yeah, because I thought it was, for me, it's interesting enough that, you know, where she got them a while ago. It's no big deal. Well, what's going on in your life? And then you just follow up with another question. What's going on in your life? You know, where have you been? How are the kids?
My kids have been keeping me busy.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just constantly just their Uber driver, taking them everywhere.
Have you traveled lately? Do you got any trips coming up?
No.
Maybe all that stuff.
We're saving up for spring break trip later this year. We're going to go take the kids to Disney, but nothing other than that. What about you?
I am. I just came back from Istanbul.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Well.
You must be rich and live in Riverside. So how was that? Why did you go there? I've never heard of anyone that's gone to Istanbul.
There. It's a great place. You should go there sometime.
Me? Okay.
That just end the conversation?
Yeah, see?
Throw in the Kyle. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great. Looks like I know what I'm definitely doing.
All right. Yeah, let me add it to my list of movies to see and places to go.
You should go there sometime.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But see, I could ask a follow-up. I feel like telling people to go visit a place is better than a movie because you're not spoiling the place. You could say, you should go visit it sometime. Oh, what did you like to do in Istanbul? There's follow-ups. I can't say, what did you like about the movie? Because it would inevitably ruin it.
Well, if they're jerks, yes.
Well, not even jerks.
If you ask me, like, if I was like, you guys see F1, and be like, oh, what did you love about it? Well, for me, I love the cinematography. Like, I love like the way it was
Nerd
shot.
Alert.
Okay.
Yeah, the score, so now I'm going to make fun of
the score is incredible. And obviously, Brad Pitt's easy on the eyes. I don't know. I just think it's a really good sports movie.
But I do think there is like the level of like you saying that, and now I'm like, oh, now I got to be super keen to that, and now I got to watch that, and I'm going to listen to that, and then I'm going to judge that. And it's like, I want to go to a movie blank slate as much as I possibly can.
That's fair.
Especially nowadays with everything being spoiled.
You know what? I think, and on that point, movie previews these days?
Too much?
Way too much. They're trying so hard, and I think it's like
they're too long.
They're scared. Well, no, not necessarily the length, but just what they reveal in the trailers. I think they're so worried about people not coming to the theater to see the movies that they feel like they have to show you essentially the whole movie in the trailer. What happened to a little mystery? What about having a little intrigue? Like, if Scream was made today, we would know from the trailer that Drew Barrymore gets killed off in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah. Or, if, you know, right. Like best example right now, the movie that just came out, or I think it's coming out this weekend. It's the Bruce Springsteen movie.
I think he does
get glory days, and that's bull. You know? Why do I got to know that already?
Right.
I don't want to know already that he's Born to Run.
No, it's Baby, I Was Born to Run.
Yeah, it's...
Isn't the name of the song Born to Run?
I don't know, but he sings Baby.
The name of the...
Maybe I Was Born to Run. Like, he wasn't sure.
It's oh,
like, maybe
really?
I was born
maybe
to run.
I'm wrong.
No, he goes, Baby, just like us.
No, he goes, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Don't we need to go back to the old-fashioned movie trailers?
What, like what? Like, with the voice?
With the voice.
Yes, the voiceover guy.
Those were really
fun. The fact
fun.
That we went away from that, I feel like is why it plays into the fact that movie trailers show too much.
When they change something and it doesn't make it better, I don't know why they don't go back to the old way. Because the new way is not better.
Yeah. I just feel like, yeah, you're right. Like, I think, well, one, it costs money. It costs money for those voiceover actors to do those trailers, and those guys were making bank, and you know, it's a lot cheaper to just edit the movie down to a trailer.
Yeah, still paying the editor to do it.
But yeah, what's funny is like they pay for like music rights for those trailers, And a lot of times they're like specialized versions of the songs, like covers and things like that. It's like, okay, so you're willing to put the money towards that, not just a this summer. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jamie Lee Curtis, True Lies.
I know. It was so much better, though.
Yeah.
I wonder what else has changed, but it wasn't for the better.
Everything? I'm officially old, the fact that I'm arguing that. But, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of
things. There's a lot of things that aren't better, now that you say that.
Facebook? Facebook changed. Every change it makes, it feels like it gets worse and worse.
Yeah, I'm not a Facebook person.
Neither am I anymore. That used to be my number one. And then Twitter. Twitter changed. It sucks with every change they make. All of the social medias, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
newspapers, they're gone.
One thing that didn't suck with this change.
You're just naming old things.
I am.
Newspapers.
Yeah. Wind up cars.
Those big bikes that have three wheels, but the first wheel is the biggest wheel.
You know, one thing that didn't get bad with change? This show.
True.
I don't know. Some people say the court days were some of the best days.
Yeah, you're the one saying that.
I know. I'm just saying. I listened before. I loved the show. Now I hate it. Can't even listen to it.
That's because you're working where you eat.
Yeah, whatever. I'm too close to the product.
Yeah, you're too close to the situation.
I see how the sausage is made, and I do not like it.
All right, so all this to say, go check out the song Hey Ma by Kanye West. It's great. Makes me think of my mom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.